I mean, I thought I was doing the right thing. I was waiting to get us a little talk between us and pretend he wasn't here. Then one of you guys threw out that he's already in the room. Which,
well, that's because he was standing there. He had egg on his face.
I don't say any names on that one either, Kevin Connolly.
He had egg on his face. I was trying to help him out.
He had no egg on his face. Yeah. Nobody could see him.
I saw him start to go, and up.
I saw him, too.
And
I saw him, too. But
and I'm chewing. And
we're
fucking chopping all over
me. I know good things are coming because, I mean, we're putting, all of us are going through indignities right now. Charlie's car obviously was locked in at Action Park Media in the first podcast. Then he showed us up on set. Nobody knows who he is. They asked him if he was background. So I do think it's good. And also, we're getting, I mean, there's a couple of lunatics coming after me, which is, it's funny because just so everyone's clear again, I don't want anyone to think there's anything. Right now, Ted Foxman and I have a very expensive home video. Now, it's amazing, okay? It's incredible, and I love it. But at the end of the day, until we either sell it or decide, like this NFT thing that I'm trying to do, that we raise the money ourselves, we don't have any way to get our money back. Now, I believe we're gonna, but right now, there's crazy people coming after for things that don't exist. It's very weird. So.
You've been talking about that. Did you see the Oscars last night, Kev?
No, I didn't, but I did see the moment.
You did see the
I
moment.
Saw the
That's
moment.
That's all you needed to say.
Yes,
That's
I heard about it, and I just ran home and YouTubed it.
I mean, it's a drama moment, my if God. I've ever seen one.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. I don't even think drama would be. I just
no, got, it's.
I gotta say,
look at how often do you see Dylan at a loss for words?
I'll
how
tell
you
what.
Feel?
I feel. I think Will's a good guy. I think he's going through tough times right now.
Yeah.
With his wife. Clearly,
yeah.
There's been some crazy stuff going on between them.
Well, they have sex with other
but
people. And
I know. I mean, it's just not healthy.
I
feel horrible for Chris Rock. I mean, let's not lose our sense of humor. The whole world has kind of lost it.
I just want to say this. Here's my quick take. And since it's 2022 and we all want to be empathetic to people with mental health issues, Will Smith has them. There's nothing to fucking say. If you're that out of control on the biggest night of your life in front of whatever. People laughed at me that I said 100 million people, 10 million people, 50 million people. But he's also a narcissist because he made the entire night about himself. And it really pissed me off because, you know, this documentary, Summer of Soul, this is about the Harlem Music Festival that happened at the exact same time as Woodstock with Stevie Wonder and a million other amazing musicians that nobody knows about because it was an African-American festival that they buried. And Woodstock is now the thing of our generation. Right. This was just as good. And I think such an important movie, and Questlove's speech was amazing, and nobody was listening to it.
Well, I mean, listen, truth of the matter is, if you were watching it live, by the time Questlove was up there accepting his award, you had your remote in your hand and you were rewinding it because you couldn't believe your eyes. Kev, when you saw this live, you were going, no fucking way did that just happen.
I didn't think it was real.
TV froze. It's like, holy shit. And then it dawned on me. Then at a certain point, I'm like, man, that was the real McCoy.
I was at the grill having a steak. And the waiter came up and goes, you have no idea what just happened. Will Smith just smacked. Oh, man. Everyone, the whole restaurant was like running to the TV. It was crazy.
It's insane.
It is insane. And I thought it was fake because, first of all, Chris Rock does not move. And Will Smith, just so I'm clear.
It does kind of look almost fake.
And the sound also. And you know, like a lot of people on Instagram are like, Will Smith will kick your ass. Number one, I'm 53 years old.
You're not
I really don't want to fight anybody. But Will Smith is a big guy.
6'2".
Trained for Ali, so
yeah,
I'm assuming
he
knows how to
fight.
Chris Rock is a small guy, and he would not have pulled that shit on Joe Rogan. I'll tell you that.
Well, of course not.
Also, Chris Rock did not budge. That's why I thought it was real. If someone just winds up and slaps you across the face.
I don't know exactly what it is, but I've heard that there's like some past history between Chris Rock and
Well, I saw one thing.
But some other things that we don't know about.
All right, so maybe we don't know about other things. The one thing I do know about is that Jada Pinkett said Will Smith should have been nominated for the movie Concussion. So she wanted to protest the Oscars because she wasn't happy. Now, I wanted to protest when Dylan didn't win an Emmy, but nobody cared. But anyway, Chris Rock said something like Jada Pinkett protesting the Oscars is like me protesting not getting in Beyonce's panties or something like that.
J-Lo's panties.
Yeah,
you're not invited.
Because I wasn't invited.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is a funny joke.
And I just have to say, Chris Rock is one of the greatest voices of the last 50 fucking
years.
He'll
go down. He's on the Mount Rushmore comedians of our time, that's for sure.
Political satire and brilliant comedy. And if he made a bad joke, which also apparently Jada has alopecia, I did not know this.
All that aside, I didn't know that either.
I don't think Chris did. But either way, a man, because some people are coming out. Tiffany Haddish is like, most beautiful thing I've ever seen, a black man protecting his wife. No. If he walked over to him after the show If he said, yo, don't make jokes about my wife, I don't appreciate it. And Chris Rock goes, go fuck yourself. Then he deserves a smack in the face.
Or if he just yoked him up and jacked him up in like one of those back room parties in the green room.
You mean like Jimmy Woods headlock?
Put
like
him in
did
a
the
fucking
Dylan?
Headlock or whatever.
Well,
but
it
the whole
seemed
thing was
like Will Smith laughed at that joke too at first. So I don't know what happened during...
I do.
Cut away,
I've seen a couple of you guys with girlfriends who run the show.
To your point, I think to me, it felt like,
how could you let him talk to me?
No, this is a guy that seems to be under an extraordinary amount of pressure. I'm not excusing what he did.
No.
Under an extraordinary amount of pressure. And it looked like he just snapped. I mean, let's face it. Like, it's God only knows what's going on at home, but something's going on.
But then let's just go.
I saw something. Tell me if this might be just something I saw on YouTube, but. Is she pregnant with another man's baby right now?
That sounds super conspiratorial.
I mean,
that would be nuts.
For the
there's something on there.
For the victory viewership, I'd like to flag that as potential fake news, and we don't know. I don't know.
We don't know if it's true, but what I will say
I would highly doubt that.
What I will say, if that is true, we will hear Dave Chappelle and Chris Rock doing jokes about that at next year's Oscars. I guarantee it.
All right, Kev, we got something else.
Wait, you're past on this?
Which one?
That's it for the Oscars?
Well, I mean, what else
I just want to say
that.
Well, the last thing I want to say is because they gave him the Oscar and they knew it. If you walked on a baseball field and slapped the pitcher, if you walked in a Broadway show and slapped an actor,
I'm going to slap you if you don't stop punching your hand on the table. It's terrible for the audio. Stop pounding.
Do you hear him threaten me like that? Yeah, you heard that.
I will slap you like Chris Rock. Stop punching.
By the way, they were saying that on SportsCenter last night. They said Kansas defense slapped Miami down like Chris. Chris Rock
got
slapped.
It's not going to let this one go.
It's now Chris Rocked.
But I just want to say my last slight commentary. Please, that I know Connolly something. Doesn't like it. This is the epitome of what this town is becoming because they are trying to censor comedy. If you don't like it, I get it. You don't get to shut people up. You don't get to slap them down and you don't get to take over the event. And Will Smith should never have won that fucking Oscar because Denzel was better in Macbeth than he was.
Well, whatever.
Sorry.
That's neither here nor you don't have a vote with the Academy, Doug. If this were a television show, I might be interested in your take. But the point is, I hear what you're saying. I really think that that doesn't have one thing has nothing to do with the other.
It doesn't.
That's a total coincidence. I don't think that's any part of like the woke movement. I think that was the stars aligned in a weird way.
But he should have been taken out
and
of there.
Will
no?
Smith. I mean, look. Here's the other thing. It was right before his award. So he was the next award up. They didn't have any time. I mean, it just happened so quick. 15 minutes after the slap, quite literally heard around the world, he was up there accepting his speech.
Apology was a little Bush League. I mean, where Bush was the apology
league.
To Chris
league.
Rock, you know?
The apology.
He clearly did not apologize to Chris Rock. And I would take it a step further and say he still hasn't apologized.
The apology was not only a non-apology. That is your classic gaslighting bullshit, defending what you did. Then actually trying to bring the whole world against Chris Rock. Because what he said was, I'm the protector of abusers. And Chris Rock is an abuser. Yeah. It honestly was disgusting. It was almost worse than the slap. So I don't want to get too serious because Connolly gets mad.
Yeah,
I believe the cops went to Chris Rock and said, hey, do you want us to arrest him right now? Do you want to press charges?
Apparently LAPD was standing there off stage.
Okay, and he said no.
Nobody in Chris Rock's position would say to arrest the guy. It is not in Chris Rock's position, but he should have been taken out of there, and nobody should have fucking clapped when he got up on stage and made that embarrassing speech.
It just happened so fast. And the other thing is we have to allow for at least a couple, 2% of... We don't really have all the facts. You just don't know. I mean, maybe it comes out, maybe it doesn't. It's kind of news and not excusing it at all.
It does not matter what Chris Rock did. Maybe we find out, by the way, that Chris Rock was one of the guys that he allowed to have sex with his wife. I don't care. Whatever the hell it is. All I'm telling you is there is no excuse for that behavior, especially in that setting.
Course,
it's a fucking embarrassment. And if he went, like I said, afterwards, like Dylan, if Dylan walked up to me after the show and said, yo, bro, don't ever talk about my sister, my girlfriend, my this. And I was like, fuck you. I deserve a slap in the face. If I say, yo, I'm sorry, man, but take it off camera. Do it like a man and don't ruin the Oscars for everybody, even though, by the way.
Well, that's the biggest part about it is that, you know, a lot of people's life goals and dreams who have that one moment had that snatched away because of that incident. So there's that, too. So it's a bummer.
Anyway, we'll move on from the Oscars, but they did suck. And the movies, like, I don't even know what these movies are. It's sad.
Coda was good.
Belfast was good.
A bunch of good movies.
And by the way, King Richard was good. It wasn't like, I mean, to
me. I thought Looking Up was good.
Who?
Looking Up.
Don't look up.
I love Tragedy Macbeth. Denzel.
I thought Macbeth was amazing. And I, you know, because.
I think Denzel gave the best performance. Now, politically, you know, the Oscars are a funny thing. You got to get in there and you got to grab it, Kev. We've talked about this with the Emmys.
Got to buy those rollies, man, like you did.
I hate being critical of other people's work because it's just, you know, it's like we're all trying our best and I'm going to try my best on this show. But Don't Look Up was one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my entire life. I'm not kidding.
I honestly thought
it was a one-note joke. It's almost like a PSA about COVID and global warming.
It wasn't an Oscar-winning movie. And again, they're all amazing, obviously.
It was fun to watch.
I enjoyed it.
Maybe not my cup of tea. Exactly,
I don't believe Connelly made it through the whole thing.
That's so crazy. Yeah? Crazy. Right. Of course I did.
Anyway, right. So we'll come back and we'll talk about some other things. Welcome back. Victory of the Podcast. Kevin Connelly he's itching to talk about the NFT convention we were at. We're going to an NFT convention. Yeah. I got you.
So there's this big podcast. It's called Podcast Movement Evolutions.
It's like the Coachella of podcasts.
It's like a big podcast convention. Okay. So I'm talking to a guy, business kind of a thing. And he says to me, Hey, we're going to be out in LA next week for the big podcast convention. If you're around to meet up, I'm still in my exact reaction. I'm like,
really?
Really? Interesting. Podcast convention in LA. So I'm meeting these guys for the first time via email. And I say, how could there be a podcast convention without me being a keynote speaker? Now I'm joking around, but I don't know these guys. Radio silence, crickets, Irish crickets on the response. I responded like, hey, fellas, you know, just I know we don't know each other, but that was a joke. I don't really think I should be a keynote speaker at the podcast. Well, anyway, I jump on the computer and there's this massive podcast convention. I'm like, this is crazy.
Hold on a second.
So this is before Doug Ellen comes into play, which he will in a big way. So then I get on the website. I'm like, holy shit, it's downtown. It's at the JW Marriott. Action Park should be representing at this podcast convention. So I go on the Instagram handle and I'm like, hey, my name is Kevin Connelly, Action Park Media. Just hoping that somebody, I don't know, catches my name or the blue check mark. Crickets. I get an email here and buy tickets here. The tickets here are pretty expensive. I'm like, man, this is crazy. So then I start getting calls. I'm going to go crash the lobby of this place. That's how pathetic it is for me. Start getting calls from people about we'll see you at the panel. Long story short, Doug has me on the panel.
Wow.
I was, my headshot.
You were already on the panel?
My headshot.
So are you. I just didn't know.
My headshot is on the fucking website of a podcast convention that I'm trying to get into. Doug.
So let me explain. So I'm working on some stuff for all of us that hopefully will happen with Mark Cuban. We're trying to do some NFTs. And just so everyone knows, we're not trying to make money right now. We're trying to build our community and find a way to make sure we get this show out there. And Mark has this new company, Fireside. So we're working with them on some things. So they asked me, not Mark, but Fallon, who runs his company, asked me if Kevin would do the podcast convention thing. Now, I know with both of you. I love you both, but if I'm asking you to go somewhere, I need like real information. I need to pitch it properly.
You didn't think I would want to go to the podcast convention, like a convention for podcasts, when we're in here at Action Park Media killing ourselves? You didn't.
You might want to go, but do you want to be part of the panel? That's a whole different.
Well, listen, being part of the panel gets you the access, the all you know everywhere
wow.
access, right?
To every save $20.
No, it was a couple hundred bucks, bro. It was a few hundred bucks.
So when you asked me if I thought you wanted to be there, I would have thought you already would have been there. Because what's funny about Connelly is you are so humble. The fact is, believe me, if you wanted to be a keynote speaker at that thing, they would have been thrilled to have you at that
Apparently
thing.
Not, because I DM'd them and they told me.
Obviously, that was an intern who didn't realize or, you know, whatever. But
so it's like a Comic-Con for.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just like podcasts. Everybody.
Is there going to be like autograph signings?
No. But it's,
now
it's,
Dylan wants
I
want
to make some money.
it's the top business people behind podcasts like in the world. They're all in there.
It was big. But what I'll say is, so I was scared to tell Kevin, and I actually do, even though he doesn't believe this, I work on my presentation for Kevin because I don't want to get in a fight. I don't want to get in an argument. So sometimes in the shower,
you do
I'm like,
in the mirror.
No, I do. In the shower, I'll be like, okay, Kev, so here's the thing. And I anticipate.
Kev, relax. And you go, Kevin, just take it easy.
Yeah,
relax.
Kev, don't fucking slap me like Will Smith, Kevin. I'm just trying to help.
The panel is on Thursday morning. And on Tuesday, I call Doug. Tuesday morning. I go, Doug, what is this?
No, you texted me and I went into a sweat. I'm like, oh, he found out. Now I'm in trouble. We're going to have a fight today.
I'm like, Doug, I've been trying to get into this thing for 2 weeks and nobody will let me in. They won't have me. And you got me as a keynote speaker.
And let me tell you something, Kevin Dillon. You want to watch a guy, and I'm serious. I believe that Connolly could have a political future if he wants it. The guy got his laminate at the podcast convention. He's walking around shaking hands, meeting babies, doing everything.
So this already happened.
Oh, this already happened. Okay, yeah, this is Thursday and Friday. This happened.
I think Dillon feels left out.
I do feel left out. I got no call.
Doug, so
did you go, Doug?
Of course I went. I was on the panel.
Well, in true Doug and Ted, Doug Allen and Ted Foxman fashion,
angry lunch.
They showed up and they had a super angry lunch because, you know, listen, I went up, I walked up to the desk, I put my email in, I scanned my face, and I got my own laminate. Doug is like storming around the lobby because like he didn't have his laminate hand delivered and
course,
waiting for you.
Like what always
Who
happens?
Who the fuck are you, bro? You should get your laminate delivered to the valet.
Here's what always happens. I make the shit happen, and then, of course, Connolly's the celebrity. Nobody cares about me. So I am sitting in a bar 2 blocks away at 10 minutes for our panel, and no one is even responding to me. I'm like, does anyone want to tell me where to go?
I told you, you got to go to the desk, and you got to produce your ID, and you will get your laminate.
All of a sudden, the guy who couldn't get an Instagram DM back is all of a sudden in charge of this thing.
Well, I went, and I got yours and Fox's laminates. I had to hand deliver the laminates, because Doug had the... Dude, Doug was doing the arms folded thing. He was fucking steaming. And then Doug looks at me, and he's like, you're such a phony. I go, what? He's looking at you, turning on the game face, smiling and acting like you're happy
hand
to be here.
Shaking.
He I'm was like, talking yeah. to everybody.
I'm like, I am happy to be here.
You're what we call a glad hander. He's glad handing.
Well, here's what
I was
now.
Happy to be there. And by the way, it was great for my business, which is something I'm going to get. I want to get
good.
Into.
Good. Well, yeah. We'll get into that. But because Kevin Dillon has now alluded to the fact, I just want Kevin Dillon and Kevin Connolly to know. Not because of your celebrity status, because I love you guys. You're always invited wherever I go. But that being said, I don't ask you to things that I don't think you want.
Well, I like the opportunity to turn it down.
Well, yeah, now you have the opportunity.
Sorry, bro. I got better things going
on. Here's what we got tomorrow, Kevin Dillon. Mark Cuban.
Funny you should ask.
Yeah, we're on a panel tomorrow at downtown LA. Mark Cuban.
It's still going on, this thing?
No, this is a bigger thing.
This is a different panel.
This is the NFT panel, but Mark is actually going to be there. So it's Mark Cuban, Kevin Connolly, Chuck Sheen, Doug Allen. If you want in, they would kill to have you. By the way, I would step out and let the rest of you guys do it. But anyway, look at his face. He's like, traffic, well, traffic.
Oh, man, downtown, huh?
I love a good NFT convention. But,
NFT, though, has got a lot of upside to it that I...
I am trying my best, and I promise you this. You can be as clear as I can with you. Everything that I'm doing is an attempt to help all of us, and I will try to make us all money and get us on TV, and I will bust my ass to do that, but I'm doing everything I can, and Mark
have
is
you
great.
Even, I don't even know what an NFT is still. I'm still struggling with it.
It's
do
okay.
have an Oculus.
Let me explain it's to you like what an virtual. NFT is, which will bring us to this, because Nick Buccelli made you this amazing book, which we'll talk about in a second.
Yeah.
What an NFT is, it's the 2022 version of a collectible like a baseball card. So essentially, we'll offer a Ramble On NFT. We're not going to sell them. We're going to give them away to people. And that will provide access to whatever we want, whether it's a live podcast show, whether it's coming to visit the set, whether it's having lunch with Dillon, whether it's getting slapped in the face by Kevin Connolly, whatever you want, we can offer that and we can build our community and it can grow in value. So something that was once free, maybe in 2 years is worth X amount of dollars.
Kevin,
so,
it's like a strange, it's think of it as art. Like yeah. You're buying it and hopefully so.
I kind of get it. But I've never seen one. Do you need an Oculus to really?
No. It's a thing that you would see on your thing. The amazing thing about it.
It's a thing you would see on your thing. It's in your digital wallet.
Let me explain to you. Now he's going to get technical with his digital wallet. He has no idea what he's talking about. But anyway.
I have a digital wallet.
But just like a piece of art. If you own the Mona Lisa, how are people going to see it? They have to come to your house.
No, so you go to the Louvre.
If you own the Mona Lisa and you can take it out of the Louvre and you could put it in your house, the only way anyone could see it is at your house. Now you have this digital image on your phone. I know it sounds weird, but these things are going for millions and not the Ramble On.
No, the Ramble On NFT is not going
Real NFTs with real value. And LeBron James sold his highlights, like videos of his highlights are worth millions of dollars. Tom Brady is making millions of dollars. What I want to do, though, is the same thing I've been saying for 2 years. I just want to get more and more people to see what we're doing, jump on board. And that's why I say the Ramble On podcast will be airing Action Park Media. And hopefully you're going to be a guest.
What if Charlie Sheen did a winning NFT?
I think it'd be huge.
It'd be huge, right?
I mean,
it would be huge, yeah. You would think.
Yeah, and I think especially if the show works, everything obviously goes up in value. But the big thing I'm trying to do is get our community and our fans to kind of be involved in what we're doing and, you know, have a say a little bit also. Not, you know, I mean, you know how I was with the internet boards. We would listen to what people say, and that's how we got Vince as a drug addict, even though people hated it.
So. I have a question. First of all, not a question, a statement. So, Kev, you would have hated this convention because it wasn't for talent. This is advertisers.
I was just too talented to be there.
Advertisers, just people in the business, I'll say peers, podcasting peers. Yeah. So it's called Podcast Movement Evolutions. But I did, and I want to hear what you guys think about this. So after the panel, Doug, we were approached by a gentleman who's going to come in here and watch us record next week. He works at a company called Veritone. Okay. And one of the technologies that they've done is they are doing they do voice cloning. Okay. And then they can take that voice clone and turn it into different languages. So in other words, if Victory the Podcast, for example, was popular, and we'll look at the analytics because I am curious if this is something we can do. If Victory the Podcast was popular in, I don't know, Colombia. Or France, yeah. Okay? They could take this episode that we're doing right now and clone our voices and everything that we would be saying, but it would be Kevin Dillon speaking French and Doug Allen speaking
so
French.
So they're cloning your actual voice. They're not taking some other guy who does an imitation of you.
They will clone your voice and then air that podcast in France, and then you can sell ads to sort of local markets and territories.
Very, very cool.
It's a slippery slope, though, right?
And it's computerized.
Computerized.
Well, it's this deep fake thing. I mean, and it's amazing.
Well, I think that might be the hang up right
now. That's the scary part is they can say anything they want with your voice.
Absolutely. I mean, you've seen that Tom Cruise deep fake, and we talked about it on Entourage. James Cameron says to you, Kevin Connolly, something about eventually we're not going to need actors. And the truth is, they really will not. In 50 years.
Oh, less than that, bro. How about this, Kev? How about this?
Russia did that with the Ukrainian president.
Did they do a deep fake?
They did a deep fake of him surrendering or
I didn't even see that.
Yeah, wow. Lay down your weapons. It's unbelievable.
Holy shit. Yeah.
But would that be something that you guys... Is that something you might be interested in?
Is that something you might be interested in?
I mean, it scares the hell out of me.
Right.
You could take Kevin Dillon in 30 years and put him in any movie you want.
Or how about this, Kev? Let's say National Geographic comes to you and says, hey, we want to do, we're doing a 7-part series on the Sphinx and all this kind of history stuff. And you would basically sign off your voice, and you wouldn't have to.
I would be interested in that, but
you wouldn't have to do anything.
You sign off on exactly what it says.
Of course, you read the script or whatever, and that's got to be locked in. But you wouldn't have to even leave your house. You wouldn't have to record a syllable of dialogue.
I'm ready.
You're ready.
I'm ready to do nothing and make money.
What about when National Geographic says that with Kev Dillon, we want to have a lion eat you on camera, but it really won't be you, and they take a deep fake and they just rip them to shreds.
I'm cool with that too because I won't feel a thing.
It's pretty crazy when you think about it.
It's very scary.
For example, they were talking about doing a Walter Cronkite current news.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's nuts.
So Walter Cronkite. So I my guess is all you need is the sign off from the family or the estate. And could you imagine going home and listening to radio coverage of Ukraine and Russia?
I don't know if that's cool.
Walter
Even
Cronkite.
Family. That's kind of a personal thing for family to sign off on.
The thing I said to you the other day is, at what point does it become public domain? In 100 years, Kevin Dillon doesn't even own himself. Like Beethoven, you could record it whenever you want. So
you're changing someone else's legacy, and it's not cool?
No, it's really scary.
Interesting.
It's very scary.
I hadn't thought about it that
way. And who wants your family, like maybe you got the one wacko grandson will do anything with Kevin Dillon?
Dad, I don't care what he says as long as that check comes in. Yeah. I mean, I hadn't thought about it that way, but it is really, here's the other thing. A lot of people are like, well, they can make you say things. You could use it to your benefit, right? I never said that. What are you talking about? That's a deep fake. That was a deep fake. I never said that Dillon likes, what was it? Fisting. I never said that. That Dillon likes a good fisting.
I may have to use that today. I may have to use that today when I get in trouble for like somehow, some way, it's offensive to say what Will Smith was doing was wrong.
I don't think so. I think people, listen, I think as long as you look at both sides of it, it's fine. But let's talk about this book. What does this tell us about this book?
All right. So Nick Bocelli, who I've never met, but online is a fan of the show and did that Ramble On poster that I did. Awesome, right?
Yeah. Awesome. Awesome. Really good.
And he did this entire...
I didn't notice Charlie's head is 10 times bigger than both mine and Kevin's.
You know what they say.
You know, big head, big star.
I was actually going to ask him to like make the three of you... Even
not going to be the poster anyway.
No, right? I'm cool with it.
I know. I mean, but anyway.
So this guy,
we got to call it like it is. He is the highest paid TV actor of all time.
Of all time.
So this guy in this book that this guy sent us, which is incredible. It's got, I guess you'd call them trading cards, right?
Yeah. They look like baseball cards.
They're like baseball cards. They're trading
every
cards.
Every character that was ever on Entourage.
Every single character. I was like.
It is unbelievable.
Right.
And I honestly think
every movie
people
poster,
would purchase that.
Every movie poster that Vince did. I mean, could that be an NFT?
That's what I'm saying. So
this is amazing.
So wow. Like the NFT, for instance, you could do, and Nick would, you know, we would bring Nick on board to do this with us because he did such a great job. But for instance, you would say the first 500 people who do this get like a copy of this book, you know, or something like that.
Yeah.
So that's what the NFT has value of. And then obviously when you're, you know, when you're giant, which I'm not saying we'll ever be giant, but like Kanye West could have NFTs where you get access to backstage at his concert or, you know, right. You get something like that.
So we could do it.
I'm not one to complain, but if these were like a real baseball card and they had the stats on the back.
Yeah.
What stats? Really cool. What, your IMDb page?
Yeah, some kind
of blob.
So you want Nick, Nick to put some more effort into this.
The doors. Platoon.
Right,
you
Nick
got
Bocelli.
Your big wheel commercial.
You can put my commercials on there.
Nick Bocelli, we need you to talk to Dylan. He wants some add-ons onto the baseball cards. But
this is amazing.
It is amazing.
I mean, he did an amazing job.
Incredible.
And
it's
did
so
he ask
cool.
you for any money, or is he just a super creative guy on the internet?
Well, it's funny you say that, because no, he hasn't asked me for anything. But
But
I'm just waiting after some of the shit I've dealt with the last couple of weeks. All of a sudden, he's going to, you know, ask for everything. But Nick,
yeah, the shoe is gonna
Nick,
drop.
There's nothing we can give you right
that
now.
That was really nice of him to do
that. Except appreciation.
It's amazing. We'll pop this into a social clip. We'll shoot an insert. We'll pop this into
get
like
beefy
that, right?
To shoot a little insert.
Like
yeah, maybe I'll do every day. I'll do a different page of this book.
I like
of
it.
All the. I like actors that have been on Entourage.
I like it, or by the way, that's a great idea.
Yeah, Kev. I'm going to do that.
You're going to do it? Should we have somebody here at Action Park do that?
I'm going to have
you?
Someone do that for me.
By the way,
like
guys,
a deep fake version.
I'm going to have someone do that. No names, Doug.
Have you guys been watching the NCAA championship? Do you watch the tournament at all?
A little bit.
Yeah. What do you think?
I think it's amazing that I really started to believe St. Peter's could.
I know. I want to see St. Peter's out of.
I mean, there's nothing
to
explore.
New Jersey. Jersey City, which is one of the toughest places in the world.
It's just, it's so awesome to see underdogs, undersized guys like that, which is kind of
they just
like,
looked out of their league against North Carolina.
It's kind
of
like Will Smith against Chris Rock. It just doesn't look like a fair fight
Jesus
to me. You know?
No. But the Final Four is going to be good.
Yeah.
Final Four is going
to
be great.
North Carolina, I'd like to see that.
How could you not root for Coach K at this point? His last year, I mean.
I don't know why. A buddy of mine had them send me the yearbook every year for North Carolina with their lineup, and that made me
so
a
you're
fan.
A fan.
Yeah.
I mean, I like him. Hubert Davis is the coach. It's just classic. You got classic teams in this, you know.
Do you guys want to do a Final Four
pick?
Yeah, should we do some picks or
I'm going to take Duke.
No.
North Kakalaki.
We would fill out a Final Four bracket.
Sure.
Or we can bet. If you guys want to bet.
Oh, look at you. What do you want to bet?
Would you want a piece of me?
Yeah.
No. That's fine. We could fire in some bets. KyleCovers.com is a good spot to go.
All right.
Kyle Cover Spreads on Instagram.
Are we doing...
No, this is a guy that fires up bets.
But I haven't been paying attention that much. College basketball.
Like Dylan got shaken,
up.
By the way.
I'm
by
a little shaken up.
You don't
prospect,
want to bet
said best.
I'll talk,
scared
I'll talk
of that
real
Kyle
basketball.
Cover Spreads. He's
I'll
scared
talk,
of that Kyle Cover
NBA.
Spreads.
You want to talk NBA?
I'll
what
talk
do you want to talk about?
Let's
I mean,
bet. We talk about Luka. I mean, he's just going off, man. The guy,
you have a
nobody
man
talks
crush
about him.
On
yeah, I do. Nobody talks about him as MVP. The guy is having a sick
well,
year.
He started off really slow and
not
fat.
Not that slow. Not
was,
that slow,
it was
bro.
Pretty slow, but it's amazing.
Look at his stats. They're still solid.
Listen, Luka's like my favorite player in the NBA, but what's amazing is to see the difference once he got in shape.
You're
and
right.
You think
he
about
was a
these
little
guys.
Heavier.
Yeah,
beginning.
He was, and he was not playing well. And to see the differences so you understand just little things like these guys not being in condition could change everything because he looks like the best player in the league again.
I really want to start to think about it, and I think it will be good. Obviously, you guys don't want to do much about hockey, but in the NBA, I want to start doing
Why
a...
Why do you say
a,
that?
Well,
I was hanging out with Chris Chelios a couple days ago. You got the invite.
Name dropper.
Respond.
Name dropper.
I was at the convention. I was at the convention.
Another thing I wasn't invited to, by the way.
Another thing I wasn't invited to.
It was great. Cornhole on the beach with Chris. Great
I want to start introducing a gambling segment on the show. Great. I think it would be fun. And great. By the way, you don't actually have to gamble. But
I like it. Let's do it.
But we can do a pick of the week when the playoffs start. But I think it could be fun. You know, whatever. I'm not saying we have to spend our own money, but we could keep track of it. It could be a good piece of content for the podcast.
I love it.
And you would want to wait for basketball, Kev. That's your go-to.
Well, no. I'll have to do a little catch-up on what's going on. I have not been following the Madness.
You could talk to the real Don Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not going to sit here. I'm going to go talk to some of my peeps. I got people, and then I'm going to come in with my
pick. I can find out what the algorithm is for these final teams.
Yeah, and find, you know, you get a guy, then, you know, Doug, I know you got people because you don't run your own fantasy team. Do you know that Doug does not run his own fantasy team?
No way.
He doesn't. He's like partners up with somebody, and then he lets the guy run it, and Doug is basically like a cheerleader.
Are you doing well?
I won. It's like a deep fake. I won.
It's a deep fake. He has like a professional fantasy
guy. I won my
guy.
NFL thing. You know, what do you do?
Did you get paid?
I got paid. I did great.
Did you have to settle at the end? With another guy at the end?
I don't have to do anything except accept my money.
Usually at some stage, you're like, hey, it's going to come down to one of us.
We ran away with it. And Venner was in my pool. He was very upset. We beat Venner badly. So I like it, though. I have someone I hired, you know, a former professional NFL GM.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you hired
him. That's ridiculous. No, I didn't. It's Dave Leewoods, my old roommate.
You could do it yourself.
I don't want to do it myself.
It's not that hard.
It's not hard when you're not writing scripts for a pilot and financing it.
That's true.
Doing multiple Action Park Media podcasts and promoting all of your talent.
We had Matthew Stafford in the office yesterday.
How was that?
It was good. We cleared the place out for him, right? Like, he's not that guy. He doesn't want to come in here. And, you know, Dave, I love him. But, like, Dave and I sat this one out, and Scotty was here working on some stuff.
Sat it out?
I didn't hang out with Matthew? Nah, I didn't want to. Because he's coming in to record the podcast, and, like, we want to encourage comfort.
Which podcast? Oh, yeah, his
Kelly's, yeah.
You're supposed to be the face of comfort. I bet you Stafford is like, Colin doesn't even show up for my fucking podcast.
I think he walked in and was like, this is amazing. Nobody's here.
Does he have the ring yet, or how does that work? They get it next season?
The first day of the season.
Can't believe. I want football. All right. We're talking a little sports. I want football back badly, and I don't want the NBA to end, but I just want to see what happens.
Baseball is going to be fun. My Mets are going to be good this year.
They better be.
You say that every year.
No.
The Mets this year
they're
could be the year
good.
For the Mets. By the way, if the Mets don't do something, make a little noise this year, they got serious problems.
DeGrom pitched 2 innings, struck out 4. Scherzer had a big game. They're just looking great, man.
I mean, they should. They got the richest owner in the sport, right?
Let's talk about the next couple episodes. Should we bring in a guest? Can we get Whitworth?
I believe so.
He's
but
we'll do it. What about?
I think Dylan pissed him off at the game.
I'll knock on his door and ask him when I'm back in Sherwood. We're neighbors.
If we could deliver Scottie Pippen on Tuesday,
I gave you the number twice.
What about Pauly Shore? We don't want Pauly Shore.
I mean, I don't not want Pauly Shore. We could cover an episode.
Do we get Chuck Sheen back? They loved him. People loved him. I talked to Charlie this morning too about the.
He didn't feel like you steamrolled him.
I don't think he loves doing podcasts.
He loved it.
He loves it here.
He likes this because we're all.
I spoke to Charlie. He's when the show works. God willing, he's ready to do a podcast, whether with me or without. And we talked about it this morning. We talked about the Oscars. I would have loved people to hear his take on it, but they would have killed Charlie Sheen if he did that.
Do you think is the name of Sheen's podcast?
Wow, you're making me off the top of my head.
I don't know. I mean, it's a lot. It could be a lot.
Machine.
Winning.
Winning.
The Machine winning.
Tiger Blood. No, we're not doing Tiger Blood.
We're not doing Tiger Blood things, but maybe, you know, I don't know. But
Chuck's house.
I do want to say again, because
do you think Charlie Sheen can deliver an episode, a 35-minute piece of audio once a week consistently?
Yeah, I think Charlie's got great things to talk about. I think he just
you
has
mean
to...
just him or
well, I'm saying, or he would have his co-host or whoever he wanted to have. But you know, it could be it is here. Like the show must go on, right? You can't abandon your audience. Yeah. You got to do one a week. So
Charlie's not abandoning anybody. But what are you going to show up for his podcast? Or are you going to clear out the place?
No, I don't need to clear out the podcast because I know Charlie.
You don't know Matthew.
I don't know.
So
Matthew
well walks enough. In. He's like, get the little guy out of here.
I would say, hey, what's up, man? But like, I got to imagine he's what's upped out.
I mean, you could ask them to do ours.
He already did ours.
What?
No, but he
like a 3-minute segment
that short
before he won the Super Bowl. I mean, he's so. I mean,
By the way, to get him in the room would have been cool.
I need everyone to understand who Kevin Conley is. This is a perfect example. He's like so humble. You're a star of a lot of people's favorite fucking show, and they want to meet you as much as you want to meet them, but you're supposed to deliver for us these big stars, not for fucking Kelly Stafford.
It's her husband, dickhead. What are you talking about?
We want Matthew Stafford on. We want to talk about the Super Bowl.
I agree. I'm with Doug on that.
I mean, it's the most ridiculous thing.
I put myself out there.
Delivering Matthew Stafford for Kelly.
If you want your man card, you step up.
Do you know what I did for this show?
In the 9 million episodes that we've done, the most ridiculous
thing. I drove to Malibu to get Charlie Sheen for the podcast, having no idea that I would become friends with him and that we would do a show together.
I also drove out to Malibu with you, and
that was after you knew he was calm and sober.
I was in Malibu. I didn't even get to call. I would like to turn you guys down.
Dylan, you make me nervous at lunch. The minute you know that Action Park is paying, Dylan's like, what the? Could be a crab left here.
Yeah, let me get some.
Yeah, by the way, let's talk about that real quick. How was the Ted Foxman, who's producer of Ramble On? You went to Nobu with him, which Nobu is probably the most expensive restaurant. Did you overorder or no?
No, I didn't order anything. Ted ordered everything. It was great.
Nice, nice. Foxman, amazing. I mean, Foxman.
Dylan
loves
wasn't
you,
shy, though. Dylan's like, I'm not afraid of that.
I just kept eating.
Yeah. Did you bring home? Did you get a box to go or no?
No.
I missed that lunch because I was working. Okay?
It was amazing. So was
and,
it's a great
and by the way,
restaurant.
So I need, oh, sorry. Last thing I need to explain. Now that Ramble On podcast is back at Action Park Media, I now have to have conversations with Connolly that are other than our friendship, which I find our friendship works much better when we don't have anything missing.
What was your problem yesterday?
My problem yesterday, so just so we're clear, I like to see the numbers in real time. I've now asked 14 times, and you know what he says? He says, of course, and then he doesn't answer.
First of all, it's not something that can happen over the weekend.
But you could have explained that.
I told you I was at the park with Kennedy. You want to get involved in my personal family time?
I just want to. Can I have the floor for 1 minute to say what Kevin does to me?
As opposed to the other 59 minutes?
What Connolly does to me is, if he asks me a question and I don't respond in nine seconds.
So that's what that punishment was yesterday?
It wasn't
you
punishment.
You fucking gave me the silent treatment all day long?
I was just like, I can't. I got so much shit in my head. I'm just trying to make things simple. So yesterday, I ask him a question. He, of course, doesn't respond.
And it's about the numbers. But when you say the numbers of
for the Ramble On podcast.
Other podcast.
Yeah, the other podcast, which numbers were huge this week, no?
Yeah, good numbers.
I mean, by the way, also the negativity, you got to understand, he's the boss. So like me directing, if you did a take and I go, it was pretty good.
How was it? It was fine.
Yeah, so anyway, our numbers.
We're moving on. It was okay. We're moving on.
Yeah, so we revamped the Ramble On podcast. We got Charlie Sheen
on.
And we killed it. The numbers are huge. So I go, Kev, that's pretty good. All I want is him to say, yeah, great. And he goes, well, you know, we'll see next week because you don't have Charlie Sheen next week.
That's not what I said. I said that there are better things in those analytics and that people are going back and listening to episodes that Charlie Sheen is not on, which is more important than the Charlie Sheen number. Right. That's what I said.
So, but anyway, here's
what
happens.
How are we doing, though?
I need to finish this.
Sorry. Okay,
Victory's murdering it.
Victory's coming. But I need to finish this statement. So anyway, I posted Sarah and I at dinner, which was like a congratulatory moment. Good things happened for her. She got a really big movie that I can't talk about because she's got an NDA. And we also were having good stuff. She's got a podcast at Action Park Media with Kevin's baby mama, Entertain Her, that's coming on soon too. So I posted it. So I asked Kevin a couple of questions. I get nothing back.
That's not true.
And I write good talk. I write good talk. And he writes, at the park with Kennedy. So I write, okay, enjoy. You can still answer me some point.
I mean, I was literally on a swing. I dropped the baby.
Later in the day, he asks me a question. He goes, did something good happen with Ramble On? Which, no, nothing good's happened. It's Sunday at 4
I wasn't the only person that thought that.
I want people to think it. I want people to think it.
Instagram comments. I mean, I saw Olivia Miles was commenting.
Look, the way I do it, and I believe it's working.
By the way, that's fair enough. Sarah did get a good break, and that's great. Yep. We know that. She's been working hard. So that's it. It's a very simple answer. You can just say that.
No, Kevin, the color.
Say, Kevin, it's not about me.
Let me just finish for a half second. Let me just finish. So anyway,
Have the floor.
I don't answer him. And just like, you know, a crazy girlfriend, you get the hello. But he does worse than that. I post something on Instagram about the Oscars and he writes, working hard. I forgot. I said to him,
I said to Doug, what's up, bro? I'm now back at home. Kennedy is safe and secure, not in a swing, in immediate danger. And once the situation was secured, I was like, hey, so what's up? Nothing. And finally, I'm like, yo, Doug, is all everything all right? He writes back, working hard. The cut to him doing live tweets about Chris Rock. I mean, the guy did 4 hours of social media last night. And I said, oh, yeah, you're really working hard that you can't respond to my text.
I'm not going to lie. That's work because I'm trying to come up with shit to talk about for the podcast.
You could just say, like, yo, I'm doing, you know, whatever. You could have responded. You give me the silent. I know the silent treatment when I'm getting it.
Oh, I know what I was doing. I just think we should.
Because I didn't respond to him at the park.
I just think we should both get clear communication. We ask a question, we give an answer. If the answer is I can't get it, but he keeps sending me screenshots of the numbers. He's not saying I'll get them to you Monday so you have access. He's not saying anything. He's just
you have immediate access. You got better. That's the up-to-date download.
It took me a day and a half to get that. And I said to you, could you break it down by episodes? Nothing. The silence, by the way, it's deafening. When he doesn't respond, you just like you can feel it and you want to choke the life out of him. And
thank God nobody made a comment about Sarah at the Oscars last night. You might have
I would have smacked the shit out of somebody if they talk about Sarah.
Listen to the venom in his voice. It's crazy.
I just think we all need to communicate clear and quickly. It just makes life better.
I was at the park. I work all week. I'm like, just having my family day. You want me to take away from my family
time? Let me tell you something. I got two kids. I got two ex-wives.
Your kids are...
Two dogs, two cats. I got plenty of shit going on. But my good news was I saw the color correction, which looked amazing on the show. Sarah got a job. She's got a podcast here.
There you go. It's a great thing to celebrate.
Our numbers were excellent, even though without Charlie, they're going to collapse like a wet taco, but whatever it is. You know? I mean, it's just that. Anyway, it's all good. Ramble On is at Action Park, though. I want you to support it. I want you to tell people to download it and listen to it.
Now we got skin.
Who's on Ramble On? I know nothing about this.
Well, you're the next guest, so I meant to ask what's happening? My mic's going
stop
crazy.
Stop fucking punching the table every 2 seconds.
So Ramble On is, for the moment, it's me, producer Ted's in the background, and we had Charlie Sheen as our first guest with Breezy. And,
so it's you and Ted.
Yeah, but we're trying to figure it out.
You know what it is, Kev? Doug has, so there's Victory, right? Which is us, right? But there's a group of that, of our Victory audience that, you know, is getting into screenwriting or filmmaking or whatever. So when Doug does an offshoot of his podcast and he talks about, you know, act structure and writing.
He's really selling this one as a thrill of fucking minute.
No, I'm serious. It's really
so
like
Hollywood Ways is still going as well.
No, Hollywood Ways has become Ramble On.
Oh, okay. No, but okay. I believe Breezy is going to take over Hollywood Ways with her girlfriend, which I don't know if Action Park wants that, but if Breezy gets behind it and promotes it, I think it could be a great podcast. But anyway, we'll talk about that. But this one, no, I want to do the behind the scenes of the show. I want to bring you guys on and talk about every detail of it, which like I said, right now we have a color corrected master. Tomorrow we're doing the sound. And Wednesday, we can show this to anyone on the planet Earth and see if anyone likes it besides us.
And then, and also, I mean, it's a really, it would become if and when, hopefully, that's how you knock on the table, Doug, not with force. You just give it a little knock.
Knock on wood.
Ramble On will become a companion podcast to the show.
Yeah, well,
which would be
I
great.
Always thought Victory would be the companion podcast. We already got the numbers and it's already kind of up and running.
It could be both. It could be both. But, you know, Doug really likes to dive into the weeds on things, you know, that's regularly getting into the nitty gritty.
I think it was, honestly, I do think
it's twice the work, but.
I don't find these podcasts work, but I think there's some genius marketing of it that we have the official podcast of the unofficial TV show. And
the podcast
honestly,
is more official than the TV show.
It is. And I hope you guys believe me, but I get calls from all over the world from people will find out who's real and who's not that want to be involved in this, that want to put money into this, that believe we're doing something special. And I'm trying everything I can do.
The podcast is going to be great with regards to that kind of stuff. But hold on. Kevin Kerrigan, are you in there? Jesus.
Yes, sir.
So can we get Doug the login information to Ramble On so he can stare obsessively at those numbers all day long like a watch pot waiting for it to boil?
I don't know if
that's a good idea.
By the way, I can't even imagine with you with 20 podcasts. You must check it a lot. Don't tell me you don't.
No, I mean, what happens when you start out, you do, and then you like kind of eventually you could just drive yourself crazy. But can we get Doug, and I only want him to be looking at Ramble On. I don't need him sticking his nose into the details of the other podcast.
I would love to see the wine, weed, and women podcast
Shut
numbers.
The fuck up. What do you think? Can we do that?
Just talk.
It'll about be a log. It would be a login just for that.
The podcast. Other podcast company. That's what they did first day. They said, "Here's your login number."
How'd that work out?
I mean, I wanted to be here, and now we're here, and we're going to make it all work, and we're going to make this show work. So.
Have you considered recording in Studio B? Because I'm going to do the Kevco podcast in Studio B.
I'll do whatever you want. I mean, I don't care.
It's up to you. I mean, it's your choice. It's two different studios.
Is that like a couch situation?
Tell me about the Kevco podcast.
Yeah.
The Kevco podcast is an unedited, unfiltered, unpromoted podcast. We're going underground. If you want to listen to it, listen to it. If you don't, don't.
What are you
going to
talk about?
I don't listen to this one. I'm not even listening to you guys right now.
I tuned out 25
when
minutes
is this started?
After he stopped talking about Luka Doncic.
Say his name right, bro.
What is it?
Doncic.
When does this start, Doncic. Number one? Number two, how much ownership do I have since Kevco came out of the show?
Yeah, I don't know. But the point is that we're just going to get on there and talk. It's going to be like some company business. We're going to talk about things going on at Action Park and podcasts. It's going to be a little podcast thing. But what it's not going to be, you know what it is, Doug? Light touch. It's going to be light touch.
These are all satellites of victory, basically.
Dylan's going to sue your ass for everything.
I want a piece of every one of these.
By the way, Ramble On is not brought in one nickel for anybody. I enjoy doing it. I'm just trying to get the show out. Yeah. So
I also think you have a good setup at your house, and I know I'm not trying to keep you out of here. I know as Brandon immediately goes to me,
sure?
Trying to keep him out of here. But Doug's got a good house setup, and you can really just let it
the
fly.
The only reason for me to come here, and I mean this sincerely, is for the show. Like I learned this pilot while being here for the last 2 years. That's where the show came
You're
out of.
Always welcome, but I think you have no problem having the floor for more than 1 minute. I think you can spit out 35 minutes of audio that people want to hear.
Yeah,
like at your home, it's boom, just pop it up.
I'll
on
do
the
it. You know, McGinley. I think McGinley's going to do it next week. I think.
All right. So,
by the way, is there any
ramble
way?
On. I would love to get
how about
him here.
This? Is there any way we can get McGinley for Tuesday?
Well, let's get him for two. Let's get him to do both victory and ramble on
again. And I'll and by the way, I'll be happy to let him just do victory if we can get
John McGinley.
Yeah, man. We got a lot to talk about. Platoon days and all that.
Let's try to get McGinley for next week.
All right, and can we?
11 o'clock.
Can we do something where we like release them on both feeds?
Ew,
or something?
Release them.
I don't know.
Release on your own, bro.
I'm just trying. I really am. I'm trying to build this thing so we sell this show.
What do you mean release them? I
don't even know. Conley's the master.
Release.
He's the convention master. And
Jesus Christ.
Meanwhile, did Dylan not commit to the Mark Cuban panel or not? I don't know what he said.
Dylan, I think, is in the same boat as me. We want to make sure we're up there. We know what we're talking about.
I want a piece of that.
Well, Kevin, anything that we do with regards to that, of course you're in. Doug, yes. So let's shoot.
I want a piece without having to go to downtown LA.
Do you think we get McGinley 11 o'clock on Tuesday? Can we lock that in?
I would love it if he already said he wants to do it. I would love it if one of you picked up the phone and called him.
Pick up the phone. You can shoot him a text.
He's got a big week this week, he said. Yeah, you don't have to.
Tuesday.
When I say pick up the phone, why does that mean call? Pick up the phone and text him. Do whatever you want.
I guess theoretically you're right. Theoretically you're right.
So I believe he will definitely do it next week. I don't know his timelines at all, but it would be great to have him. And then if we could just roll into it and you guys could, like, we could do an hour and then go right into the ramble on with everybody. Wouldn't that be nice?
I just think it's the same thing.
It's not.
It is.
They do it all the time. Stephen A has 9 shows. He brings them one, two, three.
Saying is, if John McGinley comes on here and we do victory, right, and we're going to end up inevitably talking about Ramble On, then what's the difference? Yeah.
We just talk more. We go, if you like this, keep listening to the next one. That's how you rehash it.
I hear you, Kevin.
I know how to not rehash. Kerrigan, could you tell him this is how you build stuff? I mean, this is what people.
By the way, I'm happy to be here and I'll even be in the booth, but I think it should be a one-on-one conversation with you and McGinley. So it's different. It's the same reason why you kicked me off of Hollywood Ways.
I didn't kick you off of Hollywood Ways. You were not committed to it. But do you know what it is? Come back on to Ramble On. But you know what I'm saying? When they go 60 minutes, like, you want to see more? It's online. Go look at more if you liked what we were talking about. So I think it's a good way to build both. But anyway, and Dylan, you'll own a piece of that too. We're all in this together, boys. Put it down in writing. Now, not the motherfuckers who've come after me who've done jack shit.
Keep saying that.
No, because there are. You guys should be like Denzel.
Who are these guys?
Just a couple of weird people. You should be like Denzel, who just came right to Will Smith's aid, I guess. I don't know.
So you're Will Smith in this situation?
No, I'm Chris Rock in this situation.
Who's coming to Chris Rock's aid? I mean,
everybody.
Jeff Ross. Did you see what Jeff Ross said?
I hope so, man, because it seemed like that night, nobody did.
Jeff Ross cried, he said. Jeff Ross posted, and it was pretty emotional.
Well, he didn't have to do that.
He said, though.
Cry, a little overboard.
Yeah, I mean, don't give him that much.
You know what, though? It is. And by the way, I've done stand-up and had people threaten me, like, on the stage. And if comedians are now, it's like, okay, you don't like what they say, get up and beat the fuck out of them. That's a problem.
That's the real issue.
Yeah.
You know what? When you're a celebrity, you got to expect that. If I go to the Comedy Store, I'm going to be a target, and I know that they're going to probably go off on me in some way. Just kind of.
Exactly.
I mean, Leo sits there, and they take shots at him all day long.
They took a shot at him.
You got to laugh it off.
They took a shot at him last night. Why is that okay?
That's what I'm saying. He laughs it off, and I'm not saying, but it just is what it is. Like some people, that's why I think that there's clearly, you know, something bigger going on in Will. So we don't know that. So whatever. We spoke our piece on it. You know, it's not acceptable, but like hopefully everybody gets past this.
All right. So we're going to do all we can to get McGinley on next week, which would be great. And maybe we get Charlie back too.
That'd be awesome. By the way, McGinley and Charlie, that'd be a killer.
That would be great.
All right.